You're listening to WCNO Palm City. Come out of the world,
oh my people, sing the truth. Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action. From suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Everybody, welcome. Welcome, everybody, and I have a message to share today that I really hope people understand and they get. It's very important we understand this. You know, social media today has really went to a next level, and people are spending most of their time on social media today. Children are spending all of their time on social media today. And we need to understand what's going in our minds and what's happening and who's the one behind all this. We need to think about these things seriously and keep them seriously in our thoughts, everything that's happening today and going on here today. And we know that the spiritual battles are taking place and the enemy's trying to get to us any way he can. You know, and when I was thinking about this years ago, when I got rid of my television set, the thing that tells our children visions, the thing that they call TV programming, when I got that out of my house, I took a message that I didn't want relayed to myself or anyone else in my house, out of the house. But now with the computer, you still have this programming, telling a vision to your children and telling a vision to yourself. And I'm here to tell you and warn you about this. You need to understand the advertisers on TV are paid to convince you to do things that go against the word of our Creator. And whether it's that straightforward or not, the majority of the things you see on television go against what the word says. But now we have this thing called social media. Social media. It's the same thing. Media in any form is out there to inform people of the things that the advertisers want you to know. And as the Bible tells us to protect our eyes and to have pure thoughts and pure motives, this isn't what's taking place out there today. Social media is worse than TV programming has ever been. Because now only do you not have a big corporation spending a lot of money to pay advertise to convince people about certain things. You have every single person out there, whether they have money or not, to pay advertisers, advertising things. And the majority of the thing that's being advertised on social media is not pure, holy, and from our wonderful Creator. And this is taking a big effect on the world and society and cultures today, where social media is not controlled in terms of how much people are watching or what people are watching. The culture of that society is getting lower and lower and worse and worse and more away from the scriptures than ever before in the history of man. We need to be careful and protect ourselves and protect our eyes, what we're seeing and what we're listening to and what we're accepting as normal in today's world. We must compare these things according to scripture and judge these things and discern what we should let in our bodies and in our minds and think about the things that are being promoted out there today that go so far against the word. And people are accepting these things as normal. Before social media, things like homosexuality were considered taboo and people didn't even talk about these things. Now that social media is out there, they became normal in a world and people are pridefully going out there and telling people about this. Before social media, it was okay for a man to give a woman a compliment without getting charged with sexual harassment or something crazy like that. Before social media, parents were allowed to discipline their children the way the Bible says to discipline your children. But today you can get arrested for disciplining your children. Before social media, things that were considered pure and of our wonderful Creator. We're taking place in the culture and society, and now things are just crazy. And if you're doing things according to Scripture, you're considered extreme or some cult or something like this. We have to think how social media is affecting the world today and how it's affecting people today and the consequences of it. We need to think about these things and consider what we ourselves watch and what we believe and what we listen to. Just because something's popular doesn't make it right. And just because something's right doesn't usually make it popular. We have a tremendous issue out there today. We're a wonderful tool that we could use to learn and educate ourselves in the privacy of our own houses has been taken so out of context and so far out of what the greatness it could be from it, and is destroying us, destroying our youth. In the old days, you had men looking at these pornographic magazines and hiding them under a mattress or in a closet somewhere. Today, they're openly looking at these websites that are pornographic, just out there and leaving the things open for their kids to see, and nobody considers this abnormal today. It's a major issue we have out there today. And I would suggest to you, before social media, things like opioids and drugs and smoking marijuana and taking other harmful drugs were considered bad things for us and things we should stay away from. Now they're considered normal and okay, even encouraging people to do these things. The things that are being promoted on social media today are just like a wave that's getting bigger and bigger because people are going along with it and more people are seeing it and accepting these things that are normal, but they're not normal. They're not normal. We need to be aware of these things and we need to consider these things. I remember there was a time, and even now I still do it. Before my children go to a movie, I look it up to see what it's rated. If it's rated R, my children, I don't want them going to see that movie because the language that's being spoken and because of the things that are being in there, the sexual scenes and all these things. If it's rated PG-13, I don't even want to consider my child's age. I want to still consider the movie, and I still might find to go to a website and look at a Christian review of the movie and see what it has to say. And even the rated G movies are worse than ever before because you have these corporations like Disney giving subliminal messages, just brainwashing our kids to prepare them, to make them think these things are okay. But how many people out there today review and consider the things their children are listening to and watching on social media today? Or do they just let them freely watch these things and accept these things? We need to understand this because it's becoming normal in today's world to live against our Creator's guidelines and instructions. The most powerful book and story ever told and ever experienced and lived was the story of our wonderful Messiah who died and rose again for us. And I would submit to you that before social media, people considered even opening up their Bibles and reading it. Now with social media, with people even having more access to the word of our wonderful Creator, where they could press a button on their phone and see any scripture, people aren't making that choice. People are making the choice to go and look at all the garbage that you could find on there. People are making the choice to just destroy their minds and just spend hours and hours looking at things that mean nothing in this world. And people are trying to get into all these different types of selfishness movements that are out there because that's what the social media produces out there and teaches out there. It's selfishness. Or our wonderful Creator and the Word and His Messiah, Yeshua, teaches selflessness. And we look at the scriptures, what the Bible says, and we look at how people are just thinking so opposite from the Word today. I would suggest to you, with the money, science, and knowledge today, we have more study, knowledge, and wisdom about the human body than ever before in the history of man, and sickness should be at its lowest. from a physical or mental standpoint. But sickness today is at its highest. And the connection is we have more people living against the words of our Creator than ever before. And the scriptures tell us that it's a blessing to follow his words. But it also understand that it's a opposite is a, of a blessing is a curse. And when we live against the words of our Creator, there are consequences. And people are suffering today, left and right, because they're living against these guidelines and instructions of a wonderful Creator and what he wants us to do. I'm not only here to give you the problem, I'm here to give you the solution. I'm here to tell you to get back to the word of our wonderful Creator. I'm here to tell you to spend time in the word every day. I'm here to tell you to spend time with your children and not just with your face buried on your TV screen or your computer screen, your computer monitor, or your watch, or your glasses, or wherever it is that monitor is, just feeding that lie into you and just making you think that these abominable things are normal in today's society, in today's world. Dummying down these things and making it seem too extreme for us to follow the word of our Creator. I would suggest to you the cultures and the places and the households around the world that don't have a computer for whatever reason, whether they can't afford it or they choose not to have it or whatever reason, still has the morals and the values of our Creator in their households. But it's a struggle and very far and few between that if you have houses with computers and phones and TVs, that there's any morals left in that household of following what our Creator wants us to do in our Creator's words. The TV set is the vocal point of just about every living room in the houses that I know and the people that I know. I say we shouldn't even have a TV in our houses, but you walk into people's houses and you got a TV there like you have a shrine or something, and they bow down to it every single day for hours and hours and hours, and then they say they don't have any time for prayer. We need to make the Bible the vocal point of our home and have that thing out. And people need to be looking for that for hours and hours every day. And just the things we're watching and exactly the things that this is the worst abomination is the things that we're physically getting our children involved in and playing these dreadful, harmful video games. And I would suggest to you before they had all these video games and this wickedness out there, there weren't these mass shootings out there. But now you got these video games promoting mass shootings, literally telling our children to go up there and pick out a weapon and shoot as many people as possible. You're doing it because of the brainwashing today and the spiritual battles that are going on today. Children will listen to the programming and the TV gamers and all this stuff more than they listen to their own parents, more than they listen to our Creator. And that's not the way it's supposed to be. That's not the way it's supposed to be. These video games are wicked, wicked. People need to understand and get this right. Get that TV out of the house. Get those video games out of the house. Sit down and read the Bible with your children. This is what's going on today. And you go to a Christian home. You go to the teachers of the word, you go to the home, and there's TVs in every room of the house, computers all over the place. Who knows what's going on here? And it's an addicting thing, too. It's so addicting. And it's connected because the advertisers will make you do everything that's unhealthy to do. And the TV programming light is on in the house. I see it when there's a hurricane here where I live and all the power goes out. You know, those people that have the generators, you would think they want the generator so they could have some cool air for their family. No, they want the generator so they could have the TV set on for their family. You know, and I never see right before a hurricane, I never see the weather people. I never see the news people taking time to pray that everything's okay and the storm passes them by or there's no damage from that storm. No, I see them dramatizing it and putting fear into people. Not the word, but fear. They're putting fear into people. and people running outside and taking care of everything and securing everything. People need to run inside or outside or whatever and start praying. Go over every house in their house and pray to every corner of that house. Yah's will be done. Yah's will be done. So they have all these reality TV shows that are out there today, showing reality TV, which is the beginning to the social media, which is only a reality TV, minute by minute, moment by moment. And the worst, get rid of the worst of these things. And you have things like Netflix showing movies that are just promoting little girls walking around and dressing around like prostitutes. And people watching this thing with, well, like it's entertainment, but brainwashing themselves because then their own kids are walking around like prostitutes, their own little children. This wicked stuff that can be used for blessing with so much good stuff on there, but people are choosing the bad stuff because there's no guidance. We need to wake up and get this right. And we need to prolong or eliminate this as long as possible because people are using this wickedly. And if your children decided to pick up some cigarettes now and start smoking at a young age, you know, there's a big warning right on the side of the package that said this could be harmful for your health. This causes cancer. The parents see the warning. You know, the people selling the cigarettes see the warning. They don't even let kids buy cigarettes unless they have ID and so on. But it wasn't always like that. There was a time where there was no warning and people thought it was okay to smoke cigarettes. And people thought it was normal and okay. And even now with the warning, people still don't care. They're still doing it. But at least there's a warning now, right? Well, we should have that warning for the internet. We should have that warning for the social media. We should have that warning on the television set where it's taken seriously. We should have that warning. The other day, yesterday I was walking and I saw this little kid run out of a car to go see his grandparents. And as he was running to his grandparents, his mother was in the driver's seat of the car, opened the window and started yelling at him and cursing like it was normal. Just cursing like it was normal. Disgusting and vile is what it was. Unreal. But this is what society is doing today and how it's become. And I was on there and I just, you know, the scriptures tell us to not let any unholy thing before our eyes. And I had to shut my computer. I had to get rid of these apps on this phone, this dumb phone, and all these different things and the wickedness of these different things. And I'll tell you right now, I use Facebook and Instagram, and I learn and I teach and I get the word out, and I use it with tremendous discernment to only let myself see things I should be looking at, and to only let myself go places where I know that I need to be. But I tell you, there's the wickedness and the worst thing of everything out there that I got off my phone and I tell everybody, nobody should be on this thing. This thing is a wicked thing. And that's that TikTok thing. That TikTok is the most evil thing, the most wicked thing, the most pornographic thing out there. And I warn everybody about TikTok and get yourself off the TikTok and how bad that junk is. It's taken the worst of the worst and made it even worse. People accept these things as normal and don't see anything wrong with these things. It's wicked stuff. Just get rid of these things that are. Get rid of these things. Don't have them around. Don't have them around. So we need to wake up everybody and get serious about these things. And yes, I'm calling the social media a drug out there. And you know, drugs need to be monitored by doctors to be safe, right? Can't just go and take a drug and think there's not going to be consequences. But that's the problem. People aren't being safe with these things. People aren't discerning. People aren't caring. And it's getting worse and worse and worse. When you make a habit out of sin, you have a tremendous issue. And this is what the advertisers on television and TV programming program you to do. And this is what happens when you consistently watch social media and listen to the media. You know, I warn everybody about the news and the media, and some people say fake news, but they're creating these things and people are thinking these things are real, and to them they are real, because when you hear something enough, you stop believing it. So if you're walking somewhere and somebody says you look sick, and you say, I feel great, how can you tell me I look sick? I feel wonderful. But if two people tell you look sick, you tell them the same thing, I feel great. How could you tell me I'm sick? I feel wonderful. But if you're walking out of your house and the next 10 people you see tell you look sick, you start to believe you're sick. You start to believe, well, I better get to a doctor. Not because I feel bad, but because everyone told me I look sick. Well, this is what they tell you on social media, and this is what they tell you on a television. You don't look a certain way, or you look a certain way, and you stop believing it. You look like you were born different than other people. You look like you can't fit in, so you need to put some face paint on, and you need to walk around naked. Or you look like you're, even though you're a man, you're not a man. And instead of people standing up on a word of Yah and saying, I know how Yah built me, instead of standing on a word of Yah and know I know Yah can protect me and keep me healthy, instead of relying on Yahweh, knowing and having confidence in the way He built us and made us look, people are going the opposite way. They're listening to the people. They're listening to the social media. They're walking around naked to compete with this world, with the immodesty. They're changing what they even call themselves, because not they don't believe, but other people don't believe of what they truly are. This backwards, crazy world we live in, by a couple of words, the mass hypnotism that's going on by the social media and the media and the news and everything else, is just the enemy speaking to us and controlling us and making us lose that battle that's consistently going on in our minds that we have to. We need to fight and understand, and that's how we're going to fight it. The scriptures tell us that there's a spiritual battle going on all the time, consistently. We need to be aware of that and fight that, and not open any door to that for the enemy to get in. So that's why I tell people, get off TikTok and anything that's promoting nudity or the mess hours on there, and just every single picture on there is something nude and wicked and impure. Don't even tempt that. You know, Joseph ran when he was tempted. Joseph ran. He didn't stick around and try to be prideful and say, I could beat it. He ran. And I'm telling you to delete that app. Delete that website. Be careful what you allow on your phone. That TikTok thing is wicked, folks. And if you're sitting there making an excuse for it right now, you've already been hypnotized so much that you're excusing sin. Now, I'll tell you, there's bad things on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube and all these other things, but it doesn't even come close to how bad that TikTok is. You know, we need to get control. We have to live in this world, but not be of this world, as it says in the scriptures. So wake up, folks. Wake up and make the right choices. For yourself, and for your children, and for your marriage, and for your spouse. Make the right choices. Stop being brainwashed and dumbed down by all these visions that are being put in front of your eyes, by all these messages that your ears are hearing that are not of the Word, and just read Scripture. Every day is the best way to protect yourself, to secure yourself, to heal yourself. Read Scripture. Ask yourself right now, how much time did I spend on social media yesterday? And how much time did I spend in the Word of our Creator? Ask yourself that. And I'm not talking about even listening to a sermon or some word or reading the scripture online. I'm talking about watching garbage and junk online. That's what I'm speaking about. If your car's broke and you're going to the internet to look how to fix it, praise Yah, the internet's there and can show us so much. But if you're going to spend hours to look at some things that have no benefit to your life, meanwhile the Word is on your table collecting dust, this is what it's doing to this world today. And is that addicting aspect to it.
You just can't put it down, and the advertisers know this, and they get this information, they gather about you, and then they just feed into that. They know you like fishing, and they'll send you videos about fishing, and next thing you know, you're watching a naked woman with a fishing pole. You're not even looking at the fish anymore, and your mind certainly isn't about on fish anymore. That's what they do. They know how to get you through the things you like because they know what you like, and they figure out everything about you by your spending habits, by your viewing habits, and everything. Whether it's sports, whether it's with dancing, or whether it's music, they know how to get to you, and they specifically, individually, will focus on you. That's what makes the social media and the internet so much more dangerous than the television. This is bad enough, but the television just massively goes out and says, I'm going to send out this terrible campaign and see how many eyes it catches and how bad it is. And often they're paid to train and learn about how to hypnotize people through the television. But the worst thing is on a computer that tracks you and knows what you're watching, knows where you're spending your time, knows what you're like and your spending habits, will individually target you. Individually target you. And everything that you like or you're interested in and everything else. Individually. The other day, I went to go get a car. I was looking at cars. So I went on a line to look at some used cars. The particular car I liked. The type of car I wanted to get. I went to some sites to compare prices. I went on the internet to look at what people are selling the car for. Within an hour later, I had all these advertisements for cars. And all things related to cars. And then it starts getting out of hand. And that's what it does. The next thing you know, you got some naked woman lying on top of a car that you were looking at to buy. What in the world does a naked woman have to do with the car I was going to buy? That's how they brainwash you. That's how they get you. And everything related to something to do with that car, they try to subliminally destroy you and get you that way. Don't think it's that innocent there on the internet, folks. And the things you're watching and the things you're doing. And the movies you're watching and letting your children watch. Show discernment for these things. Show discernment for the internet. I pray this message is getting to people. People are going to hear this and do something with it. I pray this message gets out there. And be careful, everybody. May our wonderful Creator be with you this day and always. May you be protected and blessed in Yeshua's name. Shalom, shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon from the Father-Child Connection. We are excited about a new program starting on August 1st, 2025, called the Dad Up Radio Show. We will be talking to and with fathers and father figures about life and being a dad. 8:30 a.m. and p.m. on WCNO 89.9 FM.
Testimonies feed my faith. I love to hear about miracles. Do you too? Well, you can listen to my show. I'm Rhett Palmer. It's a new day every day at 7 a.m., 3 p.m., and 3 a.m. right here on WCNO 89.9 on your FM dial.